As we begin, I'd like to acknowledge the Ogapogi Nation and the Tewa-speaking peoples of northern New Mexico from where this broadcast is coming from. I deeply value, honor, and acknowledge the elders, past, present, and emerging. It's time for our weekly meditation, a reminder to not be driving a car or operating any machinery while listening to this meditation. So sit back and relax and get ready for this week's insightful inner experience. Are you ready to let go of old destructive patterns and connect more deeply to your inner wisdom? Human design is an energetic tool that uses the energy on the day, time, and place you were born to help you understand your true purpose. Visit mongata.org/human design to download your free chart today. Welcome to eclipse season. We are going to be experiencing a total eclipse of the sun this week, and I thought it might be a good time to look at this eclipse energy and use it to its fullest potential. Eclipses are opportunities for major transformation. This is a time when the energies of the moon are more amplified and focused. Solar eclipses always occur on the new moon, and lunar eclipses occur on the full moon. It's a very alchemical, transformative time. So in today's meditation, you're going to want to have an eye covering with you, like an eye mask, towel, washcloth. You'll also want to have handy your journal and a pen or something to write on and write with. And today we are going to start in the dark, learning to be comfortable in the stillness of our own being, to know that you are safe in this moment of darkness and be able to bring forth anything in this moment that needs transforming. And then we're going to come into the light to release what is no longer serving us, and finally plant seeds for those things we wish to bring forward or create in our lives. So now, I invite you to enter a period of quiet for our guided meditation. And you may wish to adjust your position so that your spine is straight, and your body is relaxed, your hands resting gently in your lap. You can also do this meditation lying down. And now, as you're settling in, I want to invite you to close your eyes. And if you have an eye covering, now's the time to put that on. We're going to shut out all of the distractions of light. And as you settle in, let's take a few deep, slow breaths, inhaling through your nose, and then exhaling out through your mouth. Inhaling for 1, 2, 3, 4, and now exhale out of your mouth for twice as long. Just continue to deepen your breath and slow it down, letting your inhales be shorter and your exhales being twice as long. And with your vision muted, have an awareness and notice what your other senses are telling you. You may feel a sense of pressure in your back or your sitting bones or wherever your body comes in contact with your chair, bed, or sofa or the floor. You may have feelings of tightness in your shoulders. So pulling your shoulders away from your ears. And now noticing any tension or stress along your jawline. Just noticing. And then as you notice, release any areas of tension, softening the neck, relaxing your swallowing muscles, be sure to release any tension you feel in your belly, nothing to hold on to there, nothing to hold on to there. Letting your belly, letting go of any tension. Softening your eyes. Letting them feel warm and relaxed. And bringing your body into a state of relaxation as if you're floating in a pool of water. Inhaling. And exhaling. Noticing any strange sensations such as tingling in your fingers or toes or muscles. Your skin may be activated and feeling ticklish. Whatever is coming into your awareness is okay. Just acknowledge it in the silence. And now, let us turn our attention to the sounds around us. What do you notice in your sanctuary, in the room you're in? Do you hear your own breathing? Do you hear your stomach growling? Do you hear the heat or air conditioning going on, or your refrigerator making noises? What sounds do you hear around you? Do you hear cars driving by? Noise on the street, neighbors talking, just noticing. And having acknowledged these outward sounds, let us turn our focus inward now. And as we do so, it's normal for thoughts to float up into your consciousness, and inviting you to just let them float on by. Focusing on your breath, the moving of your belly and chest up and down as you breathe. And as you continue to breathe, feelings may bubble up from some deeper place within you. It's okay, you don't have to name the feeling or put any words to it or know the reason why. Just notice if there is anything there for you. And just notice with gentle acceptance. Continuing to inhale and exhaling through the mouth. Filled with darkness and silence. It can be a gentle accepting darkness and silence. Everything is safe here. Take comfort in the stillness, this restful space within you, like a big cave. Don't try to make anything happen. Just rest into this inner darkness. Knowing that you are safe in this moment, you can simply be. And breathing in. Continuing to breathe in this long, extended and deep breathing pattern. In the quiet corners within, let us sense the healing powers of the body. The amazing ability of our soft animal body to restore damaged cells, to create new healthy cells, to bring balance to systems that have gotten a little bit out of whack. Continuing to breathe deeply in the stillness of your own body. And let us acknowledge too the creative powers of our minds and hearts. From the mysterious inner regions comes all poetry, words, music. From the inner dark emerges all sculpture and dance, all the art and cultures that are the heritages of humanity, and even consciousness itself. Everything resides in the deep unknown of ourselves. Continue to be with your breath and a still, quiet mood as you rest a while longer in the darkness with humility, awe, and gratitude for all the powers of the darkness within yourself. And now take your awareness to your heart center. Perhaps feeling the beat of your heart. And imagining a little light coming from the center of your heart, moving outside your body, and as it does so, it gets bigger and bigger. And with your breath, continue to grow this big ball of light, space of light that emanates from your heart center. And I want you to imagine now yourself stepping into your light. This is your light that comes from within you. So step into the light of your inner being. And as you stand there totally enveloped in the light, breathe this beautiful light into your lungs. Breathe in deep and slow. And out for a count of eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And taking your awareness deeper within by breathing in deep and slowly. How slow can you breathe in? And how slow can you exhale? Allow your awareness to settle. And as you do, notice yourself becoming the observer within. Allow yourself to watch as you breathe in this beautiful light, breathing it fully and deeply into your lungs. Observe your breath as it flows, and with each breath, sense as you become more and more peaceful within. With each breath, sense this light filling your body with beautiful healing energy, and sense it expanding out to fill your entire auric field, your energy body. And inviting you now to set the intention that you're opening up your heart so that you may serve your greatest and highest good. From this inner heart, center, and peaceful place of pure light, direct your focus to your higher, wiser self and ask the question, where should I direct my energy for my greatest and highest good? Allow any thoughts, images, words, phrases, perhaps a song even, to come into your awareness. Just witnessing the response, simply allow it to come into your awareness in whatever form it wants to present itself. Just allow it the time and space it needs to unfold naturally. Gain an understanding of what is being presented to you through your higher awareness. Focus on this information as you bring it more and more into your awareness. Bring your new intention alive by experiencing it on every level of your awareness. Sense it in as many ways as possible. Imagine it becoming part of your reality. Experience it through your senses. What does it look like? Does it have a sound? Is there a taste associated with it or a smell? What does it feel like to have this as part of your reality? What new experiences does it bring to your life? How will it enhance your life for the better? How does it change your life? And when you feel clear about your intention, identify a powerful affirmation, one that supports your new beginning. Stating your affirmations in the present tense and in a positive light. Breathe light and life into it and witness it taking form in your energy. Sense as you begin to resonate more and more with the frequency of your intention. Then breathe light into your intention and project this out into the universe as you state aloud your affirmation out into the world. And when you're ready, let's pose another question. From this inner and heart-centered, peaceful place, ask your higher, wiser self the question, what do I need to release in life for my greatest and highest good? What do I need to release in my life for my greatest and highest good? Again, allow any thoughts, images, words, phrases, etc. to come into your awareness. Be the observer and remain neutral. Just witness the response, allowing it to come into your awareness, allowing it the time and space it needs to unfold peacefully and openly. Taking as long as you need in this space. Open your heart to the wisdom of your higher, wiser self and hold a heartfelt space for the responses you've just received. Breathing light into that which you need to release. And as you do so, give thanks for the lessons and growth and surrender this to your higher, wiser self, setting the intention that you release this freely for your greatest and highest good, and the greatest and highest good for all concerned. Visualize the energy frequency of what you need to release falling away and being dissolved in the light. And as these things that need to be released are dissolving, acknowledge as you release the old, you can now make way for the new beginnings and new intentions. Take your awareness once more to your new intention. Breathe light into it and project this out into the world as you repeat aloud your affirmation to the universe. Sense the energy vibration this creates as it reverberates out through the universe and is reflected back to you. Be open to receiving it and sense as you resonate with the energy of your intention, experience it at every level of your being and fully embrace the energy of the new beginning. And finally, giving thanks, knowing that you're supported and held in this space and in this light. And when you're ready, taking off your eye mask and opening your eyes, adjusting now back into the light. And from this peaceful, heart-centered place, inviting you now to journal your experience. Write down in as much detail everything that came up for you, even if it doesn't make sense. It's important to note any fears or emotional responses, but don't feed into them. Still remain the observer of this experience. And most importantly of all, get a sense of the new vibration of your intention and sense how good it feels to resonate with this energy. I wish you a beautiful and serene total eclipse. And until next time, go forth and be marvelous and travel gently.